good evening. This is Roy Masters. Just let open my mouth. Did you see or did you realize that a Supreme Court person was murdered? I won't mention whose name. You know who that is, don't you? You know he was murdered, don't you? Of course you do. And do you know that both parties are corrupt? It's like a husband and wife fighting each other for the kids. They both hate each other, and they both hate. So which one would you choose? But when they, maybe they get together. Maybe they do. Or maybe one will come over to the other, etc., etc. And that's what's happened with the Republicans. They're going to come over to the other side to get rid of the person who's supposed to be president according to the rules. You can see there's something really wrong. When it comes to the person who was murdered, pick his name from the Supreme Court. It's bad things. Because the parent, the wife, didn't want autopsy. That's bad. That's bad. It means if you ask us that, we'll kill your family. It's right behind the scenes. Same people who did it to the person in the Supreme Court will also say things like that to family. I didn't mention any names, though, did I? But you know in your heart that both parties are corrupt. They're both made of the same stuff, except one's a woman, one's a, you got both. And now you see what's happening. You got a real person, according, you got a person you've elected. And not that I agree or disagree, but I'm just speaking on the principles. You see what's happening, don't you? You see what's happening. He says, the parties will go to each other because they don't know what to do. They want to have one of ours. They want to have one of ours because the bitch and son of bitch are both the same, aren't they? So now one goes to the other. Maybe in a voting thing, you see, the status quo remains status quo. They can fight it out later, but you can't let this person get in. No, I won't. You know what? No, we're gonna lose. We're gonna both lose. We're gonna vote for the one that stands for what we do behind the scenes. The left and the right are no damn good. All right, that's my opening salvo. Not bad, but it's true, isn't it? All right, now, I spent my whole life, yes, all of it, on understanding while the world goes round and down. It goes round and down. And it continues to do that. Only because there's certain kinds of people get into power. And so you have Hitler and Mussolini and have Stalin. Well, that all these people are certain kinds of people who know how to demoralize or use the demoralization of people. Let me say this so nice and simple, shall I? Here's what you need to understand, and here is what I'm going to talk about. If you will call me, 800-866-8883. Make sure you go to Facebook. Make sure you go there and get this thing to go all over the world, not just America. There's something magic starting all over the world, because all over the world you have the same kinds of people. Same kinds of people. People tend to elect the kind of person that represents what corrupted them. So they feel corrupted and downtrodden. They feel insecure. And so the tendency to be insecure demands you go right back to the person who made you insecure for them to love you. And that's how you got Obama for president. Because we have so many demoralized people. Demoralized, it doesn't have to be him that demoralizes you. You have to go to something worse than yourself, like the Cannibal King, to love the cannibals as they are.
The foundation of human understanding teaches an observation exercise, often called meditation, which permits you to become objective toward your problems and allows your heartaches, bad habits, fears, and anxieties to be completely eliminated from your life without effort on your part. Until you have begun to practice this exercise, much of what you see and hear on the following program may be shocking and upsetting to you. But if you will listen calmly and with an open mind, you may discover the key to the peace of mind and joy for which you've been searching all of your life. And now, from the foundation of human understanding, here is Roy Masters.
Yes, hello. We got calls right away. And I'll take that first gentleman, John, in a few minutes. I just want to say something. And if you listen to the first 5 minutes, which some of you didn't, I want to say it again, nice and simple. And listen carefully, please. Please, please, please. And I'm saying please, please, because I forgot what I was going to say, but I'll say it in a minute. It's coming back. I'm an old geezer, so expect that. But some things I know, a lot of things I know. I didn't go to school. Because you can't get this in school. You know, their schools will take this out of you. They take the good out of you and put something rotten in there. Corrupt you. So, the person that violates you, a person, no matter what it is, who's cruel and violent and then seductive and say, oh, I didn't really mean it when they do. That makes it even worse because it's a lie. But you tend to accept that lie. But even then, if you just take it, make it simple, I shall make it simple, that when you are corrupted, you may not remember who corrupted you because it puts you in a hypnotic state so you don't know who it is. You can suspect it is, but you didn't know how, who did it. Now, let me say it again. I'm coming to a point, and I'll take my calls, 800-866-8883. So now listen carefully. The reason, I'll make it nice and strong. The reason why you elected Obama is because you have, everybody who elected him, everyone who elected him were perverts and degenerates. Because the identity of evil gets inside you when you're intimidated. Intimidator is in the Hebrew language. I'm looking for it in the Hebrew. The tempter or the temptress. Temptation is seductive or angry, cruel, cruelty. Make sure you look back and find who was cruel and perhaps sweet, like a picture. I saw a movie one time, and it's the person who wrote the script was brilliant. Never seen it before. Here's the scene.
Oh, Mummy, don't do it for me. Please don't hurt me.
Shut up, you stupid little girl. What do you know? You're nothing. You're stupid. I can't even do it. I can't say the words, but you know what I'm saying. And so eventually she gives in. Now, Mama really loves you. Now she embraces what she put inside the child. That child is finished. Are you one of those people? Because we have such a corrupt country. Not all of us are corrupt, but enough of us are corrupt enough to look for love in all the wrong places. So politically saying this, it makes it quite clear that you will go back, look for love in all the wrong places, and you will never find real love. You'll find up pops the devil in a person. And he will give you a sense of worth and pretend to love you and make you completely dependent on the wickedness in him. In other words, your sin torments you. You don't know how to get rid of it. You may not want to get rid of it, but you want to get rid of the pain. You need love. So what do? Having fallen from love by being corrupted. By being corrupted, you're separated from your creator within you. And from birth, too. I'm saying this from birth because it's for the one man, sin and death through sin spread to the human race, bang. We come into the world and the world came into us. And so therefore we're not in the same condition as Adam. We have opportunity to opt out. But we've got to know what it is we're opting out. So the reason why you elected a president, why people, I'm talking about Obama, why you'd elect Hitler, why you elect anybody, Mussolini, why would you? Because he loves what's rotten in you and makes you feel good about being bad. And once that happens, you cannot stop. And so what, you got a left and a right, but the right isn't any good either. Where's the people in the middle? This is the program of the people in the middle. They're looking for answers, and they're being denied those answers everywhere. Lies, 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 lies. Okay, so do not look for love in the world. Do not look out there for it, because out there is in there, inside you. And it cries for nurturing. It cries for a sin. Give me, love me, please. In other words, you've got a different God. And he rises to the occasion of your need as a president or someone who loves you as you are. You've in politics, it's the same thing as in your private life, exactly, except it's multiplied by millions. Now, that's all I want to say. Now, I want somebody to call me and tell me I'm wrong. Did you hear me, whoever is snarling? Yes, you, who's just snarled. Snarl at me. And say, those of you who are sort of pushed into it and were caught up in that smile, I want you to realize, in a nice way, I can talk to you in a nice way because you're a good person. You don't realize that was something deeply wrong in you, and you didn't know how to fend for yourself, and you weren't secure. So you want others. You want elect somebody who'll give it to you. That's not American. That's not American. Thank you. Now we'll take our calls. 800-866-8883. What's this now? Oh, hello, Justin, in Nevada. Go ahead. Remind me of what we spoke about.
Hi, yes. My mom called last week. She was talking because I have autism and I'm on medication.
Yes, I remember her. Yes.
Yeah. And so told her that you wanted to know if I would be willing to call. And so I just figured that I've been kind of listening to you a little bit she's been showing me, you know, some of the videos you have on YouTube and stuff, and I figured, and stuff you may say makes a lot of sense, so I figured I'd get to give you a call and
Let me understand I'm a little old geezer. I don't always get things.
Oh, sorry.
That's all right. So, are you the lady that called me, or are you talking you're talking about the lady that called me, but you're not the lady that called me.
No, yeah, that was the lady that called you about the autism and everything.
Yes, yes.
I'm her son.
Yes. Oh, you're her son.
Yes, I remember.
How old are you?
I'm in my late 20s.
You have a very feminine voice.
I know. People always, when I call places, they always say, yes, madam, can I help you? I'm like,
my dear
no,
friend,
I'm a guy.
No, I understand. But it isn't good. Let me tell you a little story. Do you like the way I speak English? Yes or no?
Sorry, I think the connection was a lot better a little while ago, and it dropped a little bit.
Okay. So, what was my question? Just a bit. Do you like the way I speak English?
Yeah, I mean, I can understand you fine.
Yes, but I never always spoke this way. I'll tell you a little story, and this applies to you. You shouldn't speak the way you do. You've got to realize you are feminine. It's clear. Mm-hmm. That you're an extension of your mother. That's not good. Because you never had a father never had a real father. So therefore, you are sort of thrown over to your mother for your identity. You don't want to have an identity from your mother. You don't want to have an identity from anybody but a good father, a noble father, and they're very rare. Very, very rare. I can make them more plentiful if they would listen to my shows, which many of them do. And maybe we can restore this country. I think there's something in the Bible that says, in the last days I'll send Elijah the prophet, and I will put the hearts of the children back to the fathers and the fathers' hearts to the children, lest I smite thee with a curse. There's got to be a father in the home. But what's happened in America is men were pushed aside and women were glorified and men couldn't speak up without going to jail.
It's funny that you should say that, because I was I work with an agency that's helping me through school and trying to find a job, and when we ride in the car she likes to listen to a certain talk show, and it was interesting because the people on the two guys on the talk show were talking about how in our society men are depicted as stupid and dumb, and like foolish, and like, oh, they don't know how to do anything, and they're beaten down and everything.
Yeah,
that's why when a guy comes around who's really strong and stands up for everything, everybody gravitates towards him.
Yes, I just want to finish my thought. And this, you'll find it interesting. I won't waste my time that with doing something that's not interesting. So when I came to America, I went to work. But then one day I went to a machine and put my 25 cents into it and made a record. It's just a phonograph record. It's it's just cheap. It only works a little bit. And send it to my mother. And it was like, hi, mother. It wasn't that way. But it was, hi, mother, how are you doing? When are you coming over in the Queen Mary? See, I'm right. Doing fine. Now, this is when she brought it over to me, I listened to myself. And this is how it sounded. Hello, Mom. How are you doing? Cockney. A little bit cockney. And immediately I saw that. Immediately I was able to speak properly. See, as a man, nothing wrong with cockneys, but I didn't like that. I like to speak the English language the way it's meant to be spoken. And so cockneys have a rebellion against the toffs who use their that language as a war machine. See, so that's why you have Cockneys, because they just hate the higher class, because they use their mouth as a war thing.
Mm-hmm.
See what I mean?
Right.
So, and so they form over the years. Now you need to listen to your voice, and it gives you a way that you're too tied to your mother. You got to find your identity, and I can be a dad to you if you'll listen to me, and not you have a love hate relationship with your mother. That's the only way it can happen. Your voice, you're not growing up yet. Okay, don't go away. Be right. You must excuse me, ladies and gentlemen. I've always come to the point. I don't hold anything back. I'm not making fun of Justin. I really not. But he needs to understand that he needs to be a man, and he needs to understand he's got his mother's identity. And the reason why that is because he said it correctly. It was in early years ago, many many years ago, a series of commercials, the media turned against manhood and made them look like idiots. And so they were sort of like sperm donors, and they don't. They did that purposely to break down the family. And who's waiting for that to happen is a politician on the doorstep of every woman, telling how wonderful she is and how stupid men are. And so it makes it very difficult for men to be a man. You know why men die more quickly than women? Women live longer than men by 6 or 7 years. Why do men die earlier? Because she kills them, drives him mad. See, in other words, she's encouraged, emboldened by the dark side of the force. Eve is emboldened, and politicians understand that, even if they don't understand the Bible. You just think about what I'm saying. Use the meditation and call me often. Would you mind calling me often, Justin?
No, not at all. I've always been pretty open to learning new things and
isn't learning.
Improving myself.
No. This has nothing to do with learning. This is something to realize. Something about yourself. Oh, something about myself. What's expressing? What's coming through me? How am I? I'm not a man. Why? I don't know where I'm going. I haven't decided to be it. The time I was 18, I've been in the military, and I learned to be a diamond cutter. I could cut diamonds at 4 years of apprenticeship. I could make my own living. I could fight for my country.
Mm-hmm.
You need to be a man. I got a grandson, and he's only 20,
mm-hmm.
and he's fighting fires in California. He says to me, he said, "Grandpa, this is a good idea. I work with, with the internet. I do films and things like that. But I need to be a man. I need to go out and do it rough." So what do you do? He says, "I want to be a firefighter just for a while." And so, yes, a great idea. It's dangerous, yes, but go ahead. And there he is fighting fires. He's happy as a clam. You got to do something to make you a man. And that's not a bad idea for you. It make you strong, dangerous. This kid has already got an education, but it doesn't lead him anywhere. He wants to be a man. He just don't want to be just something, I don't know, like a woman. That's what you need to do. You need to find something that's tough, difficult. You need to be a man amongst men. Because the people fighting fires are really men. You don't find any women doing that, do you? No. Okay, so I've got to go now. You call me again. This is a nice call. This is a beginning of your new life. I will show you how to be that way. Very simple. Very, very simple. Just use the meditation that's called Antidote. Well, you go to Antidote for All. That's the website for it. Or you go to FAQ.com. That is my website. Thank you very much, Austin. Say goodbye to me so I know you didn't run away from me. Hello?
All right.
Bye.
Goodbye, Roy.
Bye.
Goodbye, Roy.
Bye.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. You're a sweet young man, and you and I can work together and give you a new future. And many other people, too, like yourself. There's lots of you like yourself, I'm sorry to say. All right. Now, we're going to go to... See, I'm not putting him down. I'm just speaking straight to his face. He needs to see that. I love him. He's a good person. I can see it. There's sweetness in there. He needs toughening up. That's all. All right, now, let me see this. 800-866-8883. 800-866-8883. Call 6 to 8 p.m. West Coast time. And go to Facebook. It can go around the world. And you can spread this. And you can find out who your friends is. When you find out that somebody doesn't like you and starts to hate you, you lose what you didn't need. You got a friend, you're driving in the car, and pop, I come on. And your friend says, you like me. You solved all your problems. You're very grateful. This one says, who's this? He's crazy. He says, what do you mean crazy? He starts to get angry with you. You listen to him. You can't wait to get out of the car. You don't need that person. Being a noble person frightens. In other words, he doesn't know that what you just discovered. It looks to him for the time being. You still look to him as a nice meal. So he's your friend. But the minute he hears me, who is much more advanced in what I do, then that shocks that person. And so if he wants to jump out of the car, if he's going to not be your friend anymore, you don't really need him. You found out what he is just by getting him to listen to me. All right, now we're going to go to another call. 800-866-8883. Hello, John. How are you doing, Orbeen?
Hi, Roy. Hey, I spoke to you last week. I am the one that had a very disturbing...
That's that one, right?
Yeah, that's me. That's me.
You got me doing... I've caught it from you.
Sounds like a sheep.
Well, how do you like it?
Oh, well, you got it. I think you nailed it right there.
Yes.
Bottom line, it's still in there, and it really didn't want me to call you tonight.
I know, but you don't listen to that, do you?
No, sir.
Okay, good.
No, sir. Yeah, but the, so I guess that's the chief complaint. The entity is still there.
It is an entity, and everybody has an entity inside them. I had one. I didn't even know. I got it from my wife. I did. She didn't know she had it in there. I didn't know she was in there. We were young. Then I had an exorcist. I was sleeping in the trailer near Disneyland. I came from Houston to Disneyland. And so I did meditation, closed my eyes, and all of a sudden, I saw something black. I never, my eyes were always had brightness in them when I had my eyes closed. Oh, I hear music. Hold on, I'll tell the story about that. It's important that you understand this. I'm not immune. It's not the right word, so I'll come back in a minute. Oh, hello, this is Roy Masters. I think we're in a break here. John, would you mind holding on for a minute? Are you there, John?
Yes. Can you hear me?
No, don't go away. I just need two or three minutes to talk to my audience. Ladies and gentlemen, and juveniles and crocodiles, I'm a lighthearted person. I'm not no la-di-da. I just have something to share. And if you go to my Facebook, you will be very, very, very delighted. You'll see me as a young kid, and you see me as, well, many years ago, like 30, 40, 50 years ago, and you see the difference. I'm not any different. I'm just older and uglier. That's all. See, but still, I love what I'm doing. And now I see an opportunity. My time has come. I've been waiting for my time. And I had a very nice story to tell you one day, how I met a young man. You know, he came to my lecture, he came to my seminar at Tall Timber Ranch. And I can't tell you about his background, but he became the person who had helped me with this Facebook. He does a marvelous job. I hate to say this, but I hope he doesn't have too big a business, because then I don't get so much from him. But he deserves a big business. He's up. You see what he put, how he works with me. He likes what I'm doing. He loves doing what he loves to do. Give him a project so he can do it. Give him something he loves to do to love to do. There's lots of the people like you. And like myself. So I'm very grateful to Mark Titus. I really am. And his father. Good man. So he's a physician, big physician, very important. But that's all I can tell you. And so anyway, what he's been doing is trying to get you to cough up some money. It's beginning. If everybody would just go to the website, Facebook, and see, I've only been on a couple of weeks. We're just doing wonderful. It's going to grow all over the world, not just here now. Radio is just here. But you'll see what I'm doing there. And it's having some wonderful reactions. So please share with your friends. And find out who's really your friends, because the people who hate me also secretly hate you. It's better you find out. Yes. You mean to say you listen to that guy? Yes, I do. What's wrong with him? Huh. Then pretty soon you lost somebody you shouldn't have, because he'd had you. So thank you very much for supporting my program. 800-866-8883. 800-866-8883.
Line with Roy Masters. You can reach Roy at 1-800-866-8883. That's 1-800-866-8883.
Hey, John, are you still there? Johnny, still there?
Yes. Can you hear me?
I'm telling you the story of my life, just a little bit. I married a woman who had an entity in her I didn't know. And so after five kids, we ended up in Anaheim, and because I came from Houston, having spent several years in the Institute of Hypnosis discovering why people are asleep and can't see that they're asleep, And then sort of walking in a trance. When you hear people call, "Wake up, America," it's not joking. She did not know. I hypnotized her in the car. The very day I met her, as she went out and sat in my car. And this is a story. Last week, there was a story. It's maybe you may hear it this week already. But listen to my program on my website. It's 2 hours. One of those programs that lasted a week or two was all about that. And so what happened is, in my relationship with her, when I married, I only married 2 weeks, I knew her, then I married. And so it took a while for her, that thing in her, to get inside me. And so it happened like this. I'm sitting in the house trailer. I got lots of books. You know, you put books just put together, and that's and records. And all of a sudden, everything went dark. It was the most blackest black I've ever seen. I've never seen black, because when I close my eyes, everything's bright. But I had my eyes closed, and everything went black. It was so black, you can't believe it. And suddenly my fingers turned to claws, and my ears perked up, just like you see a devil. Exactly. And my mouth began to go through the same kind of distortion. And then I could I sensed something down there waiting for me. And all of a sudden, I said, "Oh God!" Gone. Wait up. Everything went away. And ever since that time, because I just started on radio, and I had to write out some of the things, and it was 15 minutes. After that, I never have to write anything. I just go on the radio and just, and whatever I said, that's what I said. It came from within me, and so therefore, that which was within me was God. And he took away that dark side of me that I didn't know I had, which I captured it, caught it for my wife. She still has it. She still has it. And she's holding on to it. It's not easy. I can't explain it any more than that. There's something there that is dangerous to me. But it's not dangerous anymore, because I love her. I understand that she doesn't see it. I was ready to see what was... I'm always ready to see the truth. That was truth. But it made me more religious, more spiritual. Yes, that was real. I know there's a real devil. And so now, you have it now.
Yes, I do.
But you're not screaming. I haven't heard you scream today.
No, I haven't screamed tonight. And it perplexes me, because I thought this phone call would go in an entirely different direction. I thought I would be screaming off the roof.
Yes. Yes, you're more composed. You are more composed. You will have an exorcism. And don't be afraid. Do not be afraid. Because here's me. See, I am coming.
Yay!
There it is. Hold it. It's not you.
No.
It's something in you that got into you from some terrible, terrible cruelty done to you. Correct?
Yeah.
Do you remember what it is?
No, I think it's before I was 5 years old, whatever it was.
Yes, but you don't have to remember. The 5 years old, difficult. Yes? Did you have an erection at 5 years old? Yes or no?
No.
Yeah.
No, I don't remember that, no.
But you do remember something.
I'm just by deducing. It could have happened later. There was a picture of me once, of my father, with my father, and he was holding my hands up, almost suspending me, because he thought it was funny or something. And I thought, that's kind of strange.
Would you explain that again, please?
There was a picture of me once when I was about 5 years old.
Yes.
And it was my father, and he was holding both of my hands up above my head, like almost like he was suspending me by my arms. I guess he thought this would make a funny picture.
Yeah, I don't see any problem with that.
No, it's probably nothing. It's just probably a goof.
Yes, because these ideas that come to you as if that might be the cause isn't the cause. There's something you have to realize. I'll tell you how you do it. If you meditate, your consciousness will separate from your unconsciousness, slowly but surely. And your soul, your spirit, your intuitive self, that which is like a crystal or like a lens which God shines the light through it, like in the old movies, and projects your future into you, a piece at the time, always. And so, if you would have been allowed to grow up properly, that your consciousness would be not involved with your monkey brain. I'm speaking about a monkey brain because your brain isn't much different from a monkey brain. And if you could put a spirit of a scientist, I don't know, and pick one, and Einstein, and if you could put the spirit inside a monkey, which you couldn't do, but just for the sake of saying it, you would be able to do his thesis, E equals MC squared, et cetera, et cetera. In other words, he would be able to create, understand, and be available for eternal life. See? But that monkey is not a good explanation. But I'm saying the brain is the same, but it's much more complicated and much more developed, because the monkey brain is programmed from birth. We come into the world as a clean slate. Something has to be written on it. Let's see that. And so if you have a shock, if you have a cruel parent or something that happened which you tend to forget because it's so ugly, it still works. But it's making itself, you know that noise you make? It's knowing that you want to find the answer, and it's distracting you. But it's really crying. Can you hear it crying? Can you hear it being upset when you're doing this? That's because you're on the journey. You're on the journey. It will go. This noise it makes is not you. So you don't want to fight it. You don't want to argue with it. So the more you listen to me, the more pain that person, that something inside you, whoever it was just the agent of change. They had a problem and did unto you what was done to them. That's all it is. And it passes through the generations. And so it's in pain because you or something in you wants out. But you mustn't claim that that's you. There's something in you that isn't you, and it's been made your life miserable. And you struggle with it, and you struggle with it. You try everything, but nothing will work. The only way you can do is the first thing you need to see, the first impression I'm going to give you, that is not you. It is something in you that it occupies your body and uses your mind and makes your life miserable. But conflict. You have a conflict. That noise is a conflict. That noise is it's feeling pain. It's feeling pain because you're looking for answers. And it's distracting you, but it's screaming. It's screaming. It doesn't want to leave you, but it will leave.
Rich!
There it is.
Yeah. It comes out in the meditation. I meditate for about a half hour or so.
Yes, you only need 7 minutes. You'll be fine. Don't overdo it.
I got to keep on going or I won't be balanced. I can't function. I've got to do it a lot more than that.
Yeah, well, no, not necessarily. Just get that. I know.
The anxiety is off the roof. It is a red line. When I try to go to bed, it's like night terrors and panic and everything.
All right. Now, let me. Okay, stop. Stop there. Now, you just used the word anxiety. Do you have anxiety now?
Not so much.
Do you have any? Do you have it?
A little bit, but it's nothing like it was.
I know, but in other words, it's getting better, you're saying?
Yeah, when I'm talking to you for this particular phone call, I don't feel much anxiety at all.
But this is what you must do. Forget me. Maybe that's the wrong way to say it. Just understand what I'm saying. Anxiety is a stretching of elastic band. So your consciousness is being pulled by the earthy world around you. It's pulling on your consciousness, your brain, and it's pulling. And because of the shock you had many years ago, you've fallen into your brain, and so you're entangled with your intellect. In other words, you've been programmed like a monkey, but you're a man. And as you become, as you give into it and fight it, you get more involved with it, and the further you get from God. And the further you get from God is represented as anxiety. It's just like a stretching elastic band, and it's or making a squeaky sound. But it's like the best way I can describe it as it pulls on you as you keep reacting to it. You got to stop reacting to people. In other words, but first, you have to deal with this. And so the anxiety, what I want you to do, when you start having an anxiety attack, be brave and look at it, and that's all. And it gets worse before it gets better. But don't just look at the feeling. Look at the ideas that are crossing your mind and separate yourself that way. That's as much as I can tell him right now. That's as much as I can tell you right now.
Thank you, Roy.
You call me again. Keep calling me.
I will.
But yours is not an easy one. But no. Understand you have a self within a self. And you don't blame yourself for all the mistakes you made. It lived through your body and made you make those mistakes and made you feel guilty when it's the guilt is on it. And so therefore you must understand that there's something within you and that's made you miserable. But it's not, you're not a miserable person. What's in you is miserable. And it doesn't like you searching for the truth. It doesn't like that. And so you're going to experience strange things. But as you experience those same strange things, you just watch it calmly. Watch your thoughts. Watch your anxiety. Bear it, because it's a stretch between you and God. The more upset you get, the more you struggle, the more you get pulled away. And the more you get pulled away, the greater the anxiety is. But there's an answer to it. Be aware. Just be aware. Don't fight what you're looking at. It's necessary. It's brought your attention. And I want you to understand that you will not go crazy. It will be painful. It will be like if some person put his nails on a chalkboard, and it's a terrible pain. But watch
it. Oh, yeah.
Yes, watch it quietly and bear the pain and not resent it. Watch it and don't resent it, and suddenly you'll forget what will happen is to come to a point where suddenly you become what appears to be unconscious, like something missing, and you find yourself sitting at the table having dinner or whatever, and you will have forgotten that what you did. It healed itself. The light healed. The light heals. The light causes you to see the stretch between what you're becoming and what you could be. Don't worry. Okay? Be good. All right.
Call. Thank you, sir.
You're welcome. And some people need a call often because I can't come to you. I'm coming to you. I can't come to you except the way I'm doing it. And Facebook. Facebook is the whole world. The whole world can understand the thing. I've written so many books, so many articles, thousands of them.
Line with Roy Masters. You can reach Roy at 1-800-866-8883. That's 1-800-866-8883.
Yes, we've got nice long lot of people today. Thank you very much for calling. Hold on, and you can enjoy the program because, you know, we have 5-6 lines, and or you can listen or we'll come to you. John, who is this next? He disappeared. Who's next? Oh, Emil. Okay, hello, Emil. Emil. Oh. Oh. Camille. Oh, that's the way. I was thinking of some turkey when I was thinking of Emil.
Oh, hi.
Just kidding. What can I do for you?
Well, over the past few months, I feel like I've gotten a lot better with recognizing my anger.
Yes.
And not getting angry.
That's lovely.
But the thing now is I have a hard time letting go of sadness. Like, instead of anger, then I get sad and I'll start to beat myself up.
Well, that's silly. You have to see how silly that is. You just stop for a minute. Now, beating yourself up, you're still listening to a dark side. Something inside you tells you what to do. You deserve it. You are angry and you have anxiety. So it says, how did you say that? It makes you to beat yourself up, to punish yourself. That is not you speaking. That's the entity. That is the, you know what post-traumatic stress disorder is? You know
yeah.
Very well, when the soldiers come home, they have terrible, terrible experiences out there. They see people's head being blown off and they're their best friends and dying and seeing children being, you know, burned and wives, mothers being cut open and pulled out, the baby. The cruelty is absolutely horrible. And the purpose of that, of the those people who are not like us, civilized to some degree, they know how to make your life horrible. They know how to put themselves into the soldier. The soldier's not used to all that, and the enemy will be as cruel, as wicked as it can be. In Vietnam, for example, I remember this. The American soldiers took the kids and vaccinated them into to keep them alive from a disease that was at that time. And so when they left and came back, there was hundreds of arms cut off because our soldiers tried to save them. And that shock. Oh my God, a whole stack of kids' arms. We try to save them. Look, how can they do that? Immediately, the shock causes the evil in that person to enter our soldier. And then they actually have a way of giving it a name. It is bringing the enemy home. See, that is correct. It's an entity. And the entity continues to talk to that soldier to the point where he's so programmed that if the bus would backfire, immediately would appear the battlefront. And then a voice says to him, if you don't kill yourself, I'll get you to kill your wife. And he wouldn't be able to stop it. It talks to him that way. I say to you, that's not exaggerated, but it's very clear that's how it is for every VA. That's why the pain is so great. And why the dark side speaks to them. And that dark side is speaking to you and telling you to beat yourself up. No. It's something in. So it's not you telling yourself. It's something in you telling you that you think is you. You think it's right because I need to have a punishment. I need to be punished. No, you don't. Understand?
Mm-hmm.
Are you all right now? It's not you.
I think so.
Yeah, in other words, it's another entity. You must recognize the entity, and then it frightens. If you recognize the entity, if you can see that what I'm saying is true, that there's something inside you, like you're hypnotized. Your life is hypnosis. Have you ever seen my demonstration of hypnosis?
No.
I suggest you go to, listen to this. This is very important. Go to, I may have to put it on Facebook, but go to Roy Masters Hypnosis. Roy Masters, anyway, look for Roy Masters Hypnosis something. And you, it's 25 minutes, a whole demonstration of taking a person from the audience, saying to him, when you come up here, I will make you change your shoes on the wrong feet. That's it. And I said, as he's coming up, I say to him, yes, I'm going to make this, you do this, and you're going to make an excuse for it. I'm going to ask you why you change your shoes. So I want you to try to resist that. So up he comes. And he's mesmerized. See, I could take over what's in him. I can take over the hypnosis of them, but I can't cure a person that way. But I can demonstrate that there's another voice there, and that voice is going to be me, just to make a point. So he comes on the stage, sits down, starts to change his shoes. I said, why are you doing that? He says, they feel comfortable that way. I said, you got them facing out. Why are the people, the audience doing that? He says, they're stubborn. I said, you remember I told you I was going to make you do it? Yes. Why did you do it? I just felt my shoes were uncomfortable. He couldn't see me. He couldn't see me behind the scenes. Okay. Who's that? Any out? Okay. Oh, hello. Okay, is it ready? Oh, you tell me 800-866-8883. Would you support the program, please? Post Office Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. Would you remember that? I lost my cue, so all I had to say. Please do that. Post Office Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. Thank you very much for your check. And this Facebook page, Roy Masters Facebook. You'll get me. You won't be sorry. You will not be sorry.